This is Coastal Connection, our spotlight on the community. I'm Terry Wright, and today we welcome back Lisa Soda. She's the Executive Director of the Marine Resources Council. Lisa, thanks for coming in.
Hi, Terry. Thank you so much for having me again.
So you have a big event coming up. Tell us a little bit about it.
Yes, we have an open house at the Ted Moorhead Lagoon House. It's this Sunday from 3 to 5 in the afternoon. We're going to be welcoming the Indian River Lagoon paddlers after their first week of paddling the river. They started in New Smyrna last Sunday, and they're heading south, and they'll be all the way down in Jupiter Inlet by the end of next week. On Sunday, they'll be stopping at the Lagoon House, and we're going to offer them a warm welcome. We'll have free food and refreshments, and we're going to be talking about the river and invoking a sense of wonder in the space and renewing the Lagoon House. So we welcome everybody, one and all, to come and join us and learn and share their stories about the Indian River Lagoon.
And the Lagoon House is a treasure that's right on US 1. A lot of people haven't ever even come in and visited, and it's open.
It is. It's a wonderful space. It's a beautiful building. It's located at 3275 Dixie Highway, and it is open Tuesday through Saturday, 9 to 5. And images of historic paddle boats and historic farming activities, and it's really kind of a natural history museum space. And we want to use it more for community events, so we're offering it now for community groups to come in and hold workshops. We held the Brevard County workshop there and got 300 people in the space, so we know that there's plenty of room. But it's got a beautiful, beautiful view of the river and a 200-foot boardwalk. So even if you just stop on your lunch hour and pull up to the boardwalk and stand out there and enjoy the dolphins and enjoy the mullet as they jump and the breeze in your face, it's a beautiful venue. And I hope to get people using it more. And that's what it's there for. It's there for our community to enjoy and explore and realize our community connection to the Indian River Lagoon.
And lots of educational opportunities, too. You have a brown bag lunch series once a month on Tuesdays at noon, a free event. You just come out and you can learn something new while you eat your lunch. So that's a tremendous benefit. And one of the things of this event on Sunday, the 8th, is that it's a membership drive, and it's just in time for a year-end tax deduction. Tell us a little bit about being a member of the Marine Resources Council.
Membership, Marine Resources Council, supports our education and restoration activities. You get an electronic newsletter. You'll be part of an effort to publish an annual State of the Lagoon annual report, and it gives you access to all of the services that we provide. We're going to start increasing our membership benefits on Sunday. And when you show up, if you sign up as a member or you give a gift as a member, you'll be eligible to receive a gift, an incentive gift for your membership. And you also have an opportunity to, with the higher levels of membership, to sponsor our giving tree that we are going to have painted on the lagoon wall, where we recognize events or recognize people on the leaves of the giving tree. We really want to welcome our new members, welcome our old members, and give people opportunities to learn about the Lagoon House and join our organization. We're very dedicated to using science and education and the truth to help protect the Indian River Lagoon. And we need the community's support and the community's involvement in making that happen.
So once again, this is Sunday, December 8th from 3 to 5 p.m., free and open to the public. Come on out and meet the paddlers, see the artists and the rendition of the giving tree. Hope that you will come out and find out more about the Marine Resources Council and the great things they do in our community. Let's give them their web address so they can go and find out more information.
The web address is www.mricirl.org. We'd love to have everybody come out. It's an open house. It's free. We're going to have refreshments and music and plenty of conversation, and we'll get to hear from those crazy paddle adventurers that are going to come in and tell us the tales of their adventures out on the river for a week. Should be a lot of fun. We hope to see you there.
Thanks, Lisa.
Thank you.